Yeah, Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat, Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out, Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the place and the sun.
Poor Munchkin right now is giving Mom a call. She's not happy with how Daddy's treating her. It's like, you know, one of the things about my daughter is that when she's not around me for too long, she starts watching too many YouTube videos. And it's, I think she starts trying to reenact them, trying to think that she's all of a sudden 16 and can talk back. She doesn't understand it's entertainment. So I have to put the kibosh on her, you know. And I don't think she's happy with some of the things I'm doing right now. You know, she's a little manipulator. I laugh about it because she thinks she's so slick, but she's such a slickster trying to con herself. She'll be a great salesman. I mean, if she really put her mind to it at this stage, I would hedge my bet on her doing something with sales because it's the same skill set that she's using. So anyway, how can I go 6 days, man, without talking about my trip to South Beach? It was a great time. And I always have a great time there. It's my favorite place other than Vegas. Vegas is number one. But this one is something I've been doing for a long time, even in my college years. And obviously, I stopped for a long time. But, for the last few years, I would say I've been going back and just enjoying that scenery once again. And it's beautiful. It's something about Miami that I love the diversity. I just love the energy. And it's not something maybe I would like to live there. At this stage, obviously, but it's something that it's really good to just go there for a night or for a day like I do. And the cool thing about it when I go down there is that they close down the street. I don't know how many more events they close, where they close the road out there in South Beach, but I know for New Year's, they close it down. So I try to get there first thing early in the morning, before 9 o'clock, because you just have a congestion. I believe one of the first years I went like around 10 or 11, and it was really bad traffic. And I said, you know what? I got to get here really, really early. And I did, and I've been doing that, and it's worked out for me great. So, you know, that's one of the things that I try to do, avoid the traffic at all costs, even if I have to get up early. And so I get down there, and I check into the hotel. Now, those hotels there on the Strip, I usually get one right there on Ocean Drive. I'm not trying to take an Uber or take a cab, whatever the heck. I'm not trying to travel anywhere. I'm trying to be 5-10 minutes from the action and be able to just walk around, have fun, and no better place to do it than any hotel there on the main road. But the problem is that those things are so antiquated, man. They're like glorified Motel 6 hotels. So basically, for the most part, all of those hotels are run down. They got mold. They're small. You know, you're not going to get room service. You know, it's just so many things down the line. And every year, it seems like the options change, for me anyway. You know, like for 1 year, I try to look for the same hotel that I had the prior year, and they're all booked. And I typically book around anywhere from March to June, 6 months in advance, 9 months in advance, at least. 6 to 9 months, I should say. And I don't know why every year it changes. My favorite one is Hotel Victor. They have a really nice setup there. But the one I stayed in this year was the Congress Hotel. I had a suite there. And again, I mean, if you were to look at the prices, let's just say through Thanksgiving, forget about it. Everything's booked. And that's one of the things about traveling that I always tell people that I recommend is that you have to book stuff in advance. And I also noticed, too, someone put me on this. A lot of people this past year I talked to, they're telling me about Airbnb. It's an app. It's essentially Uber for hotel. And instead of you getting a hotel, they have people renting out their condos, you know, like a room. So it's ideal for a couple or a single guy like me to go. Now, if you're having kids, you obviously want to stay at a hotel. That's a totally different ballpark. But a lot of these things, and they're, I mean, you find them for so cheap, for half the price of, if not more, for what you find in a typical hotel. So I think eventually that's going to be a problem, just like Uber has been, just like Lyft has been for the hotel industry. Because, heck, I'm looking at it now going up there to Gasparilla for Tampa. And I'm like, dude, I could stay at someone's room for like $21, you know? and you have your own private room, you know, your own Wi-Fi and things like that. It's amazing. Okay, I just went on a side rant there promoting Airbnb. But yeah, so I ended up staying at the hotel there. And what I usually do, man, is I get there early. I have them take my bags. You can't check into the room. Typically, they say you can check in at 4 p.m., right? I mean, how crazy is that? 4 p.m., and then they got to check out at 11 o'clock the next day. But what I do is I'll usually talk to the person up front, or I give them a tip. I say, hey, listen, give me a call if a room gets cleaned up. And they'll go ahead and do that. So usually around 11, no later than 12, I'll have the room, which is typical time for many of us if we travel. You know, so I'll have a couple hours where I walk up and down. I'll go maybe grab a Starbucks. Like I usually like to do is just walk around the strip. They have this runway where people exercise, and they'll do a loop where they'll do this walkway, and then they'll go around and go on the beach. So just think of it like a track, but half of it is actually the pavement, you know, concrete pavement, and then it goes into the sand, and the sand is very flat, it's very firm, so you can run on it. So I usually just take a walk, just check out the sights and sounds, you have people working out, and that kills a lot of my time, to be honest with you. Just being back in that energy and that atmosphere, obviously looking at the beach, it's something beautiful. It never gets old, man, whether you're here in the area I live in or Miami. Anytime you go to a beach, it's so peaceful, man. It's something that all of us, man, that we need to do, especially if we live in Florida. And a guy like me, I work 5 minutes from the beach. You know, I can, every day I can go to the beach after work. It's that easy. And it's so serene and therapeutic. It's something that I think it helps us with our day-to-day nonsense that we deal with. So that's what I do. Then I check in. Then I get all settled in. Then I go get something to eat. They usually have one of the cheapest spots you can get over in the South Beach. You have is Puerto Sagua, which is a Cuban spot. It's right off. It's on the second street behind the main one. And it's something that's open 24 hours. Just think of it like a Cuban version of a Waffle House. And you can just get all the Cuban food and cuisine there. You can just sit at the bar. They have like a little mini cafe bar, you know, like a diner type of setting. And just go ahead and eat. Go do that and relax. And typically what I do, I'll go ahead and take a nap and, you know, just do that during the day. Just refresh, because obviously when you're driving there, you get up early just to avoid the traffic. So you take a nap and then you go eat and then you go drink and things like that. And you just walk around, man. Just take the sights and sounds. No one's going to bother you if you have a drink in your hand. I typically just put it in a cup and that's okay. No one has ever stopped me at all. It just seems like the cops just get out of the way. It's like, no one's bothering. Just get your drink on. No, don't bother me. So that's it. But it's a good time. Next thing you know, man, it's at night, and then you have options. But then when you're trying to go to these places where you try to, let's say, go to the Clevelander or any of those mangoes, any of those spots they have there where you can go to bar, they jack up the prices. Like this year, it was $200 just for drinks and access. And I'm like, whoa, that's not going to work. $200. You know, I could just go take a walk to Walgreens, buy drinks, and then just get my drink on and then go up to the rooftop and watch the fireworks, you know? I'm just like, and I could hear the music. And that's one thing about Miami, too. You know, obviously, one of you guys, it's very liberal. Like, you know, I'm not homophobic, so I could be around gay people all day. You know, it's just like, they look at me, I'm like, okay, what's up, bro? You know, they'll have the drag queens dancing. They're having a good time. You know, it's just very festive. But, yeah, you got to be comfortable around that world. And I know a lot of people are not. And that's something, I'm like, cool. You know, it just reminds me of a story I did not know. I cannot name this person out of respect for them, but I ended up going to Miami one time with this person years ago. I'm talking about back, like, right after college. Ended up going with them, and it was during the week. And, I, you know, obviously I didn't know anything about Miami at that time. And he ended up, this person ended up saying, hey, man, let's go in here. It's free. Okay, no problem. I'm like, okay, it's free. They gave us some passes. I'm like, okay, cool. I have no idea. I walk in there. Whoa, it's like a totally gay, totally fruity, you know, man with shirt, you know, shirtless. And I'm like, what the fuck? And they're all just looking at me like, dude. It's like they just kind of tell, maybe I'm not comfortable there, or they're salivating. I don't know. At that time, I was just like, whoa, what is this, right? And I'm trying to figure it out. And the guy and the person I'm with, man, they just like, you know, comfortable, no big deal. They didn't do anything. And looking back, this person came out later and told me they were gay, you know, in a drunken rant. And I didn't know that. And it was one of those things that looking back, it's like, oh, I think he was trying to fill me out. Oh, man. Oh, anyway, but it's okay. But anyway, but yeah, you have that kind of vibe out there. And it's a lot of fun, man. And next thing you know, it ends up being like 11 o'clock. And you know, in my case, in this hotel, they had the pool at the rooftop. So you just go, you know, I know you probably want to get away like 11:30, find a spot, because all of a sudden people start coming in and trying to get a little, you know, a view of the fireworks. So I ended up getting that. And then all of a sudden, you know what it is? You know how you have those people that come in last minute. You're there for a half hour waiting and you have a great view. And then you have the asshole that comes in right at 12 o'clock. And this guy and his girlfriend, they get in front of me, right? And they're fucking just like Instagramming it, like putting their phone all over the fireworks. I'm like, dude, I just was sitting here the whole time. It took every bit of me to just like not get up and be an asshole to him and his girl. Because I'm like, dude, I'm here watching the fireworks. You're just coming in here and he's just calling people all in the middle and just like, you know, like Instagram living it at all. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing, man? You're messing up my whole vibe here, you know? And it was kind of cold as well. So, yeah, you know, you always, but you have those experiences when you go out. And I know for people, I always invited them. Every year, I've always invited my friends to go, because essentially, I usually get a suite, man. I usually get something with two beds or a couch and things. No one ever takes me up on it. It's like, wow, no one ever wants to go with me. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because they don't want me to be the third wheel. Maybe they're just not comfortable with me. But yeah, I've always asked every year for my friends, people to go. Never wanted to go. So, hey, it is what it is. But, you know, it's not something that, this is one of those experiences that, again, I'll have on my own, because what is the alternative? You're going to stay home? You're going to do the couples thing, you know, go over someone's house and just watch some kiss and makeup? You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you typically do, but I just like being out and about. For New Year's, I've always done that, whether I lived in Atlanta, here in Florida. You know, I like just going out, man. I like going out on New Year's as a celebratory time. You know, another year on Earth and all that good stuff. So it worked out good. Another great year, you know, kicking it off. I think one of the things I'm going to do for 2018 is I already started doing it. I don't have resolutions. I don't do that shit. I think I'm going to just start blocking people when they just say, a little too annoying. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to block you for a week or two. Go on vacation, you know. Because I get these phone calls anytime. It's like, oh, you know, I know I'm a therapist. I know I'm like a life coach to some people, but I need my break too. Okay. That's something I do in a part time. It's like, oh, dude, like, you know, and they don't know when to stop. You know, that's the thing about technology. It's like, you know, you're accessible 24/7. So, and if you don't respond to them right away, they have an issue. Like, dude, just get a life. You'd be fine without me. You know, like, it's like, I love technology, but at the same time, I know how to disconnect from it as well. So, but it's overall, man, South Beach is a great time. I highly recommend it. And it's something that if you could do just one time, you don't have to do it every year. But I would say, hey, man, just do it one time. Go out there and just check it out. It's something cool, something different. And I think that's something that for all my friends and people that I know, I would highly recommend doing, because it's just, again, it's just a little bit more livelier than your typical atmosphere, and it's safe. It's not something where you got to go party. I usually call it a day by 12:30, right after the fireworks. I'm usually done. And then I go get up in the morning and then go take that run. I usually go take that run in the morning around the beach and then head on back, shower, and, you know, get the fuck back. So it's not something, I think when people think of places like that, they just think of partying, going hard. And it just comes back to my mindset. It's like you make it what you want to make it. So if you want to have a G-rated experience, you're going to have it. If you're going to have a triple X experience, then obviously you can push the limit. So, but yeah, that's what I do, man. It's beautiful times out there in South Beach. And gosh, I'm ready to kick off 2018. And next thing you know, it'll be 2019. Well, time flies.
Come on, hey. Miami Nights, it was all a dream. If I can get my money right.